Bogey.
Incredible. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here's what you do. Go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam, then you go down the road to my city. That's right. It's a little place called I Don't Give a Damn.
Get a good job and then enjoy singing, because I don't think you'll make a successful career out of it.
Tell the audience the truth about you and your boobies.
Hold on a second. The guy was supposed to say it's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
But I'm not really
hey,
sure.
Hey, dude, what happened?
Never mind.
And when we say dude, that's his real name, dude.
Never mind. Oh, you going to find it? We got so many different discs and so many different machines. Here we go. Anyway, the show you're listening to is...
You're awful funny, aren't you?
We try.
The comedy stops here.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Absolutely.
Right here, right now, we're going to get a winner.
Yeah. You know, during the break, I really have been thinking about this, and I got no clue.
I know. It's tough.
Just because of... No, it's because when people play these games, it's not the person who is the most credible.
Mm-hmm.
It's the person who fools us.
Let's vote.
All right.
Let's lay it out there.
Outwitted. And we only get one vote.
You've been outwitted by the list.
We are the three super delegates. Do we
That's
have to write
scary.
These down, or are we going to vote verbally?
Three dumb dildos. I'll say at first that we should just talk to each person.
Yeah.
I'm voting for contestant number two, Mark.
All right.
The guy who said that his mom was in her 70s.
Right.
Is that
no,
the guy?
Mark, Mark's mother was 48.
Yeah, no, that's and, Mark was the second guy.
And worked at Vixen's in West Virginia.
Well, mm-hmm. Either way, that's the guy I wrote down.
You're going with Mark and the mother that worked at Vixen's.
Yep.
You sure you don't want to switch to Fred or Kate? They both had 72-year-olds.
Hold on.
I mean, since that's who you wanted.
I'll go with Kate.
Kate, well, you know what?
You could be a winner.
I'll tell you something, and I'm going to, and now that you do that, I am going to match you with that one. That is what I'm going to pick. I'll tell you why.
Match on Kate.
Because Kate was so matter of fact, mm-hmm. and Kate is the most unbelievable to me.
Yeah, I got the
that she actually works a place she didn't know. She said, I think it's the Kit Kat Club. It's still there. And it was so, Kate was the worst contestant, so that's why I'm voting for her.
I got the names wrong, but I want so much. I want the winner to be over 70. I want to
I
think
know.
That there's a stripping mom over 70.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I'll
and,
go with
Buzz.
Kate.
Now you have a choice: Brendan, Mark, Fred, Kate, or Mike.
Like you said, it's anybody's call. I'm going to say it's Mark.
Mark. All right, that's the mother that works at Vixen's. So now right. somebody's, right. you know, somebody's lying to us.
Let's start with the callers we didn't take. Let's see if, or should we go with the ones we did take?
No, you build up for them.
All right. Well, yeah. Let's find out if we're wrong. First, here is Fred. Mike, what was the story with Fred again?
Fred's 33. He said his mother was a stripper. She's another one of the 72-year-olds uh-huh. that works at the senior center.
Right.
And now they have parties for the guys.
Fred, hi. Welcome back to the show. Let's see. Nobody thought that you were telling the truth. Fred is...
I don't believe you guys. What's wrong with y'all?
Is your mom an exotic dancer?
Yes, sir.
You're kidding.
Oh, my God.
You're kidding me.
Fred, are wait. You? Now, Rob, you're shaking your head. Is he lying right
He's
now?
Lying. He's
Fred, this is the part of the show where you tell the truth.
Why are you lying?
You could lie earlier, but now you have to be
Yeah,
on.
Fred, yeah. now we're coming clean. Is your mom a stripper?
All right, so the votes are done now.
Yeah, the votes are done. Is your mother a stripper?
I understand. No, I'm 18. My mom's about 30.
Uh-huh. All right.
All right,
thank
got you. Thank you, Fred. Oh, listen, we have
All right, guys.
Don and Mike hoodie for you from donandmikewebsite.com.
So yeah, hold on a
second,
Fred.
Please. Hold on a second. Cool. All right, then our second contestant would be that nobody picked would be... Brendan,
right. You said your mom, Brendan from Middletown, Delaware, you said your mom worked at the Classics.
Very convincing.
Yeah, Brendan was the most convincing. I mean, if you were just going to talk about a guy that has a mother who's a stripper, mm-hmm. I would have believed Brendan, but yep. there are all sorts of games that are played.
Yeah, Brendan, you had a really solid story. Nobody believed you. The question is, Brendan, is your mom an exotic dancer?
No, she's a chiropractor.
Ah!
Wow.
Chiropractor.
Brendan, excellent. You know, I know the purpose of the game is really trying to not sell us, but if it was just based on a legitimate call where my mom's a stripper, you would have won.
Good.
Good job.
You did good, Brendan.
I thought I did a good job, too.
You did great. A great job.
You're outstanding. Great. My friend, you get the hoodie from the Don and Mike website. Thank you. Hold on just a moment. Website.
Now the only other one that the only other one, Don, that nobody picked was Mike.
All right, let's go to Mike then.
Right, last contestant,
the guy from Sacramento, the guy that we've just immediately disqualified because that's where he's from.
Well, he was also a bit of a Dumas, and he said his mother was 36 and danced at Gold Club Centerfolds.
Hello, Mike.
What's up, Don and Mike?
What's happening, my friend? Is your mom an exotic dancer?
Oh, you guys know the answer to that already. That's a negative.
No, which means
one of us.
We have not been fooled.
One of us is right.
At least one.
Didn't fool you guys.
Maybe two.
Listen, enjoy your hoodie from DonandMikeWebsite.com. Hold on just a moment, please.
This is trip.
I like this.
Exciting. May I steer this just a little bit?
Oh, please. Please do, Rob.
The next person you should speak to the contestant who calls themselves Mark.
You and I are the big winners!
That's awesome.
We got to talk to the mom, right?
Yeah, we got to take. Got to confirm everything. But first, Mark, we'll talk to Mark.
Let's go to Mark, who obviously is not the winner, but he wins.
Mark was some Burke, Virginia, said his mom danced at Vixen.
Very convincing also.
He gets $100 if he fooled Buzz.
Yes.
Right,
sorry, does. Buzz.
That's all right. Good job, man.
Mark, you're welcome, man. My mom's a librarian, guys.
I bet she is.
Right. You were pretty good, too, Mark. I like all the West Virginia stuff.
Thanks, man.
Mark, for you, we got $100 and the hoodie from DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Glad I could help.
Now, you gentlemen chose the woman called Kate.
We did.
You'll also want to punch up line 10. That's three from the bottom. And
God.
Say hi to Joy.
My God.
Kate and Joy.
My God.
Hello, Kate.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello. Hello, Kate.
I'm here.
Hi, Kate. And do we have Joy?
Hello, Joy.
Hello.
Oh my God.
We love you both.
Let's say hi to Kate and her mother, Joy. Joy, you are 72, my love?
Yes.
And you are still getting it done. You're still a stripper?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
my life.
May we please ask where you strip, darling?
At the Kit Kat Club in Dover.
The Kit Kat Club in Dover. God damn, she was right.
That's great.
Kate, I have to ask you. I mean, this is, you must be, I suppose, in some way, proud of mom that at 72 she's still up there and still being viewed by men.
Oh, she looks better than I do.
Wow.
Now, you know, Kate, really, we really shouldn't give you anything since we fooled you, but because your mom is 70.
Yeah, and then you have to 72.
Yeah, we're going to give you $72.
$72. Hey, I got to ask you, Joy. How much, baby Joy, how much do you make in a weekend?
In a weekend?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Between $500 and $600.
Yeah. Wow. What kind of guy, when he walks into the strip club, wants to see you, Joy, a 72-year-old stripper?
Oh, these have been clients of mine for years.
Ah, you have long-term. What would be the longest-term relationship you have with a person that's been patronizing your club?
Probably about 20 years.
20 years.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Joy, may I ask two questions, Joy?
Yeah.
Is it a totally nude bar, or do you keep on your bottoms, or how does that work?
Pasties, what's the story?
We get down to the bare minimum.
Okay.
Wow.
And also, do you have a photo you could send us?
Do I have a photo? Do you think I want it all over the radio?
Are you
in this community here?
It would just be me, lady.
Are you shaved? Ma'am, are you shaved?
Am I what?
Are you shaved down there?
Oh, of course.
Oh, wow. Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Do you still need to?
You know,
this is truly amazing.
You guys are so good, Kate. We're going to give you the $500.
Yeah, $500 for you, Kate.
Because your mom is, for goodness sakes, a 72-year-old stripper.
Wow. And it'll be in $1 bills.
That's right. Kate, you can go down and give half of that to your mother by putting it in her garter, okay?
Oh, right. Sounds great.
We'll give Kate the $500. We'll give the mom $72.
And Joy, if any of our listeners are down in the vicinity of the Kit Kat Club, is there any particular night that you work?
Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, you
Friday
work tonight.
And Saturday. Sure. Tonight you're working.
Tonight, yes.
If someone comes in and says, I heard you on the Don and Mike show, will you give them a handy? Or...
I will. I will do that for you.
I don't think...
Thank you.
Well, that place is going to be crowded tonight.
I hope so.
I bet she works the early shift.
Early bird.
Oh, no. I'm a late night woman.
Wow. Joy, how many years do you want to keep stripping?
Yeah.
As long as I'm able.
Really? And do you have a vigorous workout regimen to keep yourself in shape?
Dancing is a very vigorous workout.
Sure. I bet it is.
You good looking woman, Joy?
Well, my customers seem to think so.
She must be.
Oh, fantastic.
How big are your boobs?
Big enough to get it done.
Gotcha. Big enough to get it done.
Well, Kate, how about that?
Yeah, well,
isn't that something? I'll be a monkey's ass.
That's amazing, Kate. You must, what can you say? Your mother's something special.
I'm still dumbfounded. Kate, did you exaggerate any part of the story at all?
Absolutely not.
Wow. And that's amazing.
Kate, have you ever had the pleasure of watching your mom perform?
A long time ago.
Long time ago.
I live in a different state now, so, you know.
Right.
I've got a state of denial. I had to, when I spoke to Kate, Joe and I were screening it, she was so matter-of-fact about the whole thing.
Right.
We were waiting for it not to pan out, and everything is just as she said.
I really cannot believe it, but it is true. You've checked everything out, and Kate and Joy, do you guys spend holidays together?
And you will go
sometimes.
Sometimes, okay.
Yes.
I tell you what, Joy.
Estranged.
I get up to the Eastern Shore every once in a while. I'd like to come see your show. I will be there next weekend.
It's
Dover, Arkansas.
Yeah, Dover.
Oh, correct. Dover, oh, Arkansas.
I thought it was Dover, Delaware.
Right on the main street. You can't miss it.
Okay. He'll still be there next week.
Yeah, right.
I plan on it.
You remember Ben, don't you?
Ben Dover?
Yeah.
All right. Kate and Joy, thank you very much.
Hold on a second. You're welcome. Okay. I have enjoyed all of this, and I love the publicity.
All right.
We love you.
Publicity. We're glad we could give you the publicity.
Thank you. Thank you, Joy. And Kate, what can I say? Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Absolutely.
I just said that again.
If you can get us a picture, Kate, we'd sure love to see it.
Okay.
Thank you, honey.
Just for us.
Hold on.
Very good.
Hold on, please.
There they go.
Okay.
That's Kate and Joy. Hey.
Wow, that was great.
That, man?
Didn't that work out nice?
Best game ever.
Fantastic.
That was great.
Pretty nice.
You two definitely know your 72-year-old script.
We're pretty good sleuths, aren't we?
You are.
Pretty good.
That's why you can't pull them over on us.
Encyclopedia Brown. You
know she why? Was, matter of fact. It was. Uh-huh. She just sounded like she was trying to low-key it.
I know. That didn't work because we got the best screeners in the world.
Thank you.
Hey, it all panned out, didn't it? Wow. Good job. Wow, Cola.
Key Rice. Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm shot.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm out.
I'm spent. Good night, everybody.
It's Friday. Why don't we just toss it over to Curly?
That's a wonderful idea.
Buzzkin amuses with his collection of photographs of listeners.
I'm shot too, Don.
He's shot too. And I'm spent.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Too bad, Buzz. Time for the news.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Yeah, time for the news.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
And I know your lead story is going to be, how come we didn't talk about American Idol today?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Too busy, Buzz. Yeah,
too busy talking to a 72-year-old stripper.
Too busy.
Too much good show.
Very busy.
That show last night was an outstanding American Idol again because the contestants that got voted out performed worse than they did on the night that they did the crappy songs two or three nights ago.
And they were all legitimate boot-offs last night, too. I thought they were all, they all deserved to go. However, one of them, they probably got rid of the hottest-looking woman on American Idol.
All the girls say where the boys are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But her song was so terrible.
I thought you meant the other one.
You mean the plus-size model?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you did, Rob. I'm still thinking about the 72-year-old stripper. I can't get that out of my head.
And I'm picturing that lady that was in the Playboy cartoons.
Yeah,
that old granny.
Well, right? I'm picturing something they say that pilots say quite often. Flaps down.
What if she was a 72-year-old plus size?
Now we're talking.
That would be something. You know, with plastic surgery and augmentation, they can keep things young.
Sure. And I'm sure that's what they're doing in Arkansas.
Right. And what a great bait and switch last night on American Idol. That the girl that had the worst performance the night before, the first one that came out with the bronchitis.
Right. Yep.
This is how this show sucks me in every time. They say, okay, you, the sucky girl, come down. And she stands there, and she's like a deer in the headlights. And they say to her, you made it.
Yeah.
And then they go, boom, you're dead.
And they did the same thing with the guys, probably the fastest boot off that I've ever seen.
Oh, with the Peter Frampton kid.
They bring the Frampton kid down and say, this is the end of the line for you. And you really think for a second, even in the audience, you're saying, oh, no, they're pulling a fast one. And the kid looked totally incredulous.
Sure.
He could not believe it.
How about the Simon Cowell moment of the night?
Simon, what's going through your mind as you take a sip of your cup there?
how much I love Coca-Cola.
Yes, Mr. Sa- and this incidentally was right after somebody was devastated and voted off the show. Mr. Sensitive.
Uh-huh. He is just sitting back there like, yes, vote Ryan.
The person leaving us tonight, unfortunately, is Amy Davis. Amy, come on up. You never see Christine. Amy Davis, ladies and gentlemen.
I love the audio because you can tell how the room is dead and they put on that and then they got to turn it down right away because it's broken someone's spirit.
And the biggest crier this season is the little Asian girl. She is she's shedding the most tears for every contestant.
Oh, she's so talented, though, Mike.
Yeah, but she was very upset last night. A lot of early tears.
She very short. You see how short she is?
Wouldn't you love to see one time when somebody gets voted off in these rounds now, one of the contestants on either side go, yes!
Finally!
Yes! Yeah!
Yeah! That'd be great.
What I'm waiting for is the breakdown.
Right.
The person when they say, mm-hmm. okay, you lost. Now you have to sing it. I thought we came close last night. Where the boys are, someone waits for you.
What is it?
The male contestants, they had them all dressed like they were either going to CCD class or going to jury duty.
It was weird. It was very
strange.
They
had like mod 60s outfits on the chicks that just totally didn't fit.
Oh, yeah, the rocker girl with the bad Lily Munster hair, she looked like Maud. She had a long plaid vest on.
They made her hair go from looking like Bride of Frankenstein Lily Munster to the long, skunky look.
But, hey, how about that Paula Abdul video?
Talk about a vomitorium.
Man, talk about airbrushing. You know, they put enough Vaseline on the lens and that thing.
What about now that the family, when the person loses, has to stand up at the rail at the Coca-Cola thing?
A new dimension of
cruelty.
Which
I love. Yeah. I think that's fantastic.
And what about when the fat mom is looking at her daughter who's just lost, and she's trying to do the words, but she has no idea. The mom's sitting along, she's going, because you are my
That is a new dimension in idol cruelty, is to have the family stand at the railing.
Let me
for
have
their close-up.
Keezy up here and also Colton center stage, please.
Colton!
Come on up, guys, and let us dim the lights for these results.
Did you see Angelina Jolie looking at
luck,
Colton
come
when he got voted off?
Right to the center.
Yeah. They went to him several times.
Colton, you sang Suspicious Minds.
I think they became friends.
Randy thought you had a good time with it. Paula enjoyed seeing a different side of you. Simon thought the performance was good, but it showed no relevance in today's music industry and was a complete waste of his, quote, precious time.
So great.
What are you doing, Simon? I'm thinking about how much I enjoy Coca-Cola.
Do you have any washing up liquid?
Washing up liquid.
Meanwhile, there's a person who's just falling apart literally in front of him.
Dreams crushed.
I'm thinking about how much I'm enjoying my Coca-Cola.
Did you also notice the pomp? The pomp.
Shut up.
After the Paula Abdul video, the look on his face was like, what sort of piece of trash is that?
Yeah, meanwhile, out of it, Randy. Out of it, Paula.
Yo!
Congratulating themselves.
Paula, you're blowing up! You're back!
How funny is it to watch Pat Randy Jackson play the bass?
Yeah, I know. It's very awkward.
Chiquizzi, you sang.
For cheese.
More today than yesterday. Randy thought it was too old-fashioned.
For
Paula thought it was a great throwback performance from you. Simon thought the whole thing was hideous and could have been filmed 40 years ago, back when he was 20.
Ha-ha, Ryan.
What'd he say?
And again, you know what? Did you catch how many times last night, who was it that hairdresser that told us that they really can't hear?
Yeah, right. Right.
How many times Ryan Seacrest would say something like,
under his breath to
like,
Cal.
Like, hey, he's a dick. And then you hear something.
What was he saying?
He said you're 72 years old and you're dancing at the Kit Kat Club.
That is so true, Dick.
Anyway, Buzz, four of them are gone. I know you don't care about it, and that's our American Idol recap.
How many are we down to now?
Down to 20.
Ah.
We're down to 20. We're thinning the herd.
And I'm thinking about how much I'm enjoying my Coca-Cola. Shut up.
Where's that?
I'm cruel.
Boo!
I'm cruel.
Boo! You don't understand. Simon, what's going through your mind as you take a sip of your cup there?
How much I love Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, one of our fine sponsors. Off you go. You voted off. Goodbye.
You stupid little prick.
Go die.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
Well,
hi, everybody. This is the news.
Yeah, you won't be able to ask us about American Idol because we just told you everything.
You have all the details. You're completely up to date.
Good.
All right, off with you, Buzz.
All right. Off you go.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.